I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. A new report shows that schools are safer now than they were 5 years ago. Part of the reason is that school security has been a high priority, especially since the Sandy Hook shootings. If you've been to any public school lately, chances are you weren't able to just walk right in. You have to ring a bell, and then you're either buzzed in or greeted by a security guard or school employee. This is just one of the common reforms that's taken place across Connecticut in recent years. And, according to a survey by the National Center for Education Statistics, these measures seem to be working. The survey found that there were fewer serious violent incidents in schools last year compared to 5 years ago. Bullying incidents are also down, as are incidents of sexual harassment and racial tensions. The survey also found that 88% of school districts have plans in case a shooter attacks a school. Nearly half of all schools have security guards at least once a week, and 3/4 of all schools have surveillance cameras. But Bill Smith says that not every security idea is a good one. He's a security consultant based in Canton, and he says that a single incident of a student bringing in a weapon shouldn't lead to metal detectors throughout the school. He also says that surveillance cameras are often not used the way they should.
The surveillance systems in most schools are passive. They're not active. So what I mean by that is there's cameras, obviously, in various parts of the facility, external and internal, but oftentimes they're not watched. No one's watching those cameras, or they rarely watch the cameras.
Smith says that routine training is key, and that ultimately, school security is a community concern that extends beyond the school. David DeRoche, WNPR News.